Bathurst is this weekend, Luke.
It is. It's a huge weekend on the calendar for a lot of V8 fans. In fact, I'd say all V8 fans, really.
Absolutely, 100%. And we've got so much talent on the border, including our man David Reynolds. He won Bathurst a couple of years back, and we managed to grab him on his way to Mount Panorama. He was around Gundagai yesterday mid-morning, and here he is.
Hey, guys, good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
How's it going for you? Because this time last year, you had a lot of media commitments and went into the race pretty well overtired at the time. How are you doing this year?
Yeah, really good this year. No one wants to talk to a loser, so it's
That was the problem. Well, you won the year before, and so everyone wanted to bloody talk to you. But, yeah, okay, so that's good. But are you genuinely, you know, taking it a lot easier this year?
Like I've done a fair bit of stuff in the weeks leading up to it, but the last, like, couple of days I've had nothing on, so it's been much easier than last year. But, yeah, like, it's standard stuff when you get there. Like, Wednesday's a flat-out day. It's, you know, back-to-back-to-back for 12 or 13 hours, but that's kind of normal. So I'm a much better place than I was this time last year.
When you're preparing for a race, David, do you change anything much about your routine? I mean, do you eat the same as you normally do? Do you just try and get a good amount of sleep? What do you do in preparation?
Surprisingly, not a lot, because, like, you know, our years are so, they're such a long year that you got to kind of stay in routine and, you know, keep fit and keep healthy the whole way through. The hardest part is when you get sick and then trying to race when you're sick. It's really, really bad. Luckily, it's only happened to me twice in the last probably 8 years. So I've been kind of looked after myself pretty well. But I don't change much. You just keep doing what you normally do.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you feel a few days out from getting into the car? And, you know, this is obviously the biggest race by far. How excited do you get? Do you get a bit of nervous energy going, Dave? I mean, you're pretty laid back usually, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm normally pretty relaxed. But, you know, this race, I'm more nervous than I'm excited. Like, I never really get excited about stuff. I kind of just get more nervous. So it's like a nervous energy. But, you know, it's just, you know, because I haven't driven the track in a while, and it's a scary track, and I'm not sure how my car's going to perform and everything, so I'm kind of nervous about that.
Do you have ways to calm yourself down from that? Like, are you good at just sort of quietening yourself and trying to get over those nerves?
But I feel like the more nervous I get, the better I go.
Oh,
so
fair enough.
I just have to deal with it. If I'm not nervous about it, I kind of don't perform as well.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Or I don't care as much.
Yeah, gotcha. Hey, the other week, Davey, I went into the boss here and I said, "Listen up, pal. My mate Dave Reynolds has just been given a 10-year contract. I want you to match it. I want job security for a decade." And he told me to get the hell out. Get the hell out. Mate, that is a mighty, mighty contract. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's super long, isn't it? But for me, it felt super necessary to do something like that. Like, one, I love making, you know, headlines. And 10 years it's never really happened in our sport before, so that's kind of a cool feeling. And, like, I've been at a few other teams down pit lane, and I know how they operate, and I really, really love the team I'm with now, like Erebus and Penrite. You know, they're just, you know, some of the best people I've dealt with. You know, it's like we have problems, but nothing's perfect, but, you know, we have a good time trying to make it perfect.
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, congratulations on the contract, and obviously the best of luck for Bathurst. We will be watching you eagerly to hopefully see you first across the finish line.
Yeah, thank you very much. I hope it's me too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be there over the weekend, so I'll try and hassle you at least once on Saturday if I can catch you, Dave.
Mate, easy. Just come say good day. I'm always welcome. You know that.